So we didn't, well, we call it the red room because I painted it red when we finished it. This is the living room, and I have an organ. I play the organ. And then in this corner, we have a grand piano. My wife plays it. This is a screen porch here, and this is a picture window all the way across the living room. This is the main living room, and here's a fireplace.
But you write LR in it, so...
Right.
Okay.
This is a half bath. This is the kitchen. This is a foyer, and this is my wife's bath. And this is a guest bedroom. And this is our bedroom. And this is a shower and a closet. And this is a study. And this is a hole here. This in here should goes with this bedroom here.
Uh-huh.
And this is a door. This comes out here.
Okay, fine. That's a good plan. Thank you. Let's see. Smoke goes up what?
The chimney.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the part of the fireplace that extends out into the room?
The hearth.
What do you call the things in a fireplace that the wood is put on?
Andirons.
And when a fire is being laid, the big piece of wood that's put in first, what do you call that?
The log.
Okay. The shelf over a fireplace is the...
mantelpiece.
And the fatty pieces of wood that are used to start a fire are...
lighter.
And the thick black material that collects in a chimney is...
soot.
And if a log burns all the way down, it burns to...
ashes.
And let's see, what's this piece of furniture?
That's a chair.
Okay. a long piece of furniture in the living room that several people can sit on is a...
sofa.
A piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it where people can put socks and underclothes and things like that.
Dresser. Bureau.
Okay. Now, is there a difference in your mind between a dresser and a bureau? Or...
no, no.
Okay. Now, let's see. Well, I'll come back to that. All the tables and chairs and lamps and chests in a house are called the...
furniture.
Okay.
Or furnishings. Furniture, I guess.
Things that can be pulled down over a window to keep light out.
Shades.
Okay. In a bedroom, you might open a door and inside there'd be a rod and some coat hangers. What do you call that room?
Clothes closet.
Now, if this weren't built in, if it were a great big piece of furniture, what would you call
Chiffero.
It? Okay. What's the area in a house above the living space below the roof?
The attic.
What's a room where cooking is done called?
Kitchen.
And are you familiar with a kitchen that might be separated from the house?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did that have a different name or was that still called a kitchen?
It's still called a kitchen as I recall.
Uh-huh.
Now, both my grandparents had that, and the reason of course for that was because in the old days they had no way of, I mean, fire was most apt to break out in the kitchen, so it was separated from the main living house by a little porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kitchen that you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
talking
right.
about.
Okay.
What's a small room off the kitchen where provisions are kept?
Pantry.
What do you call old worthless furniture and broken tools and things like that?
Trash.
Okay. What's a room for storing trash called? That kind of trash. You know, things that you mean to fix, but you just never do.
Storeroom.
Okay. Let's see. A woman sweeps the floor with a...
with a broom.
Okay. And...